Thank you for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting the executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to, of course, welcome back Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you, Lee?
I'm very good, thank you. Over jet lag. So, yeah, feeling fine, fit. So, all good.
You were going to tell us how that trip between, what was it, San Francisco and England was, or was it New Zealand and San Francisco?
Yeah, so it was all united. It was Auckland to San Francisco to London, and I've got to say, I was super impressed. Normally, when you go via the US, obviously, you have to collect your bag at your first point of entry, irregardless of whether you're on a through ticket, if you're only transit, if you're staying, you have to collect your bags. And the rule of thumb that travel agents work with is that you have to give people a minimum of 3 hours between flights, because if not, they're going to be racing, they're going to be turning around trying to make it. No word of a lie, outbound and return. It's such a slick operation, San Francisco Airport and United Airlines. Managed to get off the flight, collect my bags through security and to my next gate within 45 minutes. It was honestly, it was unbelievable. Such a brilliant service. I can't speak highly enough of it.
Especially at an airport that size, to have it happen that quickly, that's pretty good.
And I know, I can believe it. Honestly, I had on the side of caution. I gave myself 6 hours in between flights. And then rushed through within 45 minutes. So I had a bit of a wait. It was a very good service. So anybody who's traveled by San Francisco, bear in mind as well, we'd actually spoken about San Francisco Airport, I think it was about 2 weeks beforehand on the travel update with regards to the fact that they've closed one of their runways. And as such, people expect delays, but it seems to have gone completely the other way. They've managed to make it such a slick operation, you didn't notice at all.
Good to hear. So anybody trying to make their way from Lee's end of the world, whether it be Australia or New Zealand, that's your San Francisco with United Airlines.
Indeed. Yep, definitely recommend it.
Now, this week's travel is, it almost feels reminiscent of 2020 or 2021, right? What's going on with Lufthansa?
Yeah, so as announced by Lufthansa, Trade Union 30 has called on ground staff at Lufthansa Technik and Lufthansa Cargo and other companies within the Lufthansa Group to go on strike. Lufthansa noted that the strike would begin on Monday evening, that's tonight, February 19th, at 8 p.m. Central European time, and end on Wednesday morning, February 21st, at 10 past 7 Central European time. Lufthansa have advised that 900 out of 1,000 flights have been cancelled due to the strikes. Now, whether it's getting home or getting to an important event, the hundreds of flight cancellations have prompted passengers to contact Lufthansa en masse to try to rebook their trips. Now, on its website, Lufthansa informed customers that they are able to rebook their flights free of charge if they have been cancelled due to the strike. It can be done via Lufthansa.com, in the Lufthansa app, or via the chat assistance and service centres. If you've booked a domestic JAL flight, you can also convert your ticket into a rail voucher at Lufthansa.com. Now, at the time of publication and this interview, numerous customer service phone numbers around the world are unreachable, despite being labelled as a 24-hour service line. The website's AI chatbot service has also gone down as well. Basically, this situation is the perfect example as to why booking through a travel management company can make rebooking or cancelling your flights considerably easier and less time-consuming. Anybody who has booked direct with the airline or through one of those cost-scraping websites, all I'm going to say to you is good luck. You're going to be on the phone for quite some time.
And you might see a refund a year down the road. See, the thing is,
indeed,
when things like this happen, people tend to forget that there's a knock-on effect. It's like your journey from home to England. You had two flights. So if you miss that one flight, that next flight, you're going to miss. If it's a three-flight journey, you've just lost all three flights, or you're stranded in the middle of your entire journey, it gets a little bit hairy.
It can do, especially, and like you said, it's a two flight, exactly, and only one flight is Lufthansa, and your other ticket is with, I don't know, say Virgin Airlines or British Airways, and it's split ticketing. Virgin or British Airways, they don't care whether your first flight's been cancelled or not. If you're not arriving flat flight, you're going to lose it. It can be a real nightmare, but let's not make too bad about it, especially if 900 out of 1,000 flights have been cancelled. That's a lot of people you've got to get rebooked. So don't necessarily think you're going to be getting on that next flight that's going, because they've got to accommodate a lot of people.
Yeah, no kidding. And we're going to carry on with U.S. Airlines. More action going on there?
Yeah, so travel from Dublin, Ireland to the US could become increasingly more difficult in the not-too-distant future. Airlines have threatened to pull out from Dublin Airport due to the delay in the decision to increase the total passenger cap. Airport planners are stuck between a rock and a hard place as other groups push for the passenger cap to be refused. Now, the decision to increase the passenger cap by 25%, so from 32 million passengers to 40 million, has been on the docket for a few years. Still, a formal submission has yet to be made by the Dublin Airport Authority, who have stated hardships caused by the 2008 global recession and the pandemic causing the delay. Now, according to the Irish Independent newspaper, the latest group to pressure the Planning Council is the powerful US industry group Airlines for America. They represent passenger airlines such as American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta Airlines. The group has said that if permission to increase the passenger cap is denied, it will leave Dublin Airport and Ireland and bring other multinational operations with it. Also on top of that, the IAG group, which has British Airways, Aer Lingus, Vueling, and Iberia, also share the same sentiments, stating they will also pull out the airport or severely limit operations if the cap is not increased. Now, this news story is due to rumble on for quite a while longer, I would imagine. So we will keep you on top of further developments here on Yacht Crew Travel.
I imagine the decision makers are probably too busy down at the local pub to make a decision.
I would imagine so. If they're still harping back to the 2008 recession, they're really pushing it, aren't they?
Anyway, carrying on. I'm not in the right space to do anything political today because my brain isn't working at full function. And Qantas Airlines issues.
Yeah, more strike action, unfortunately. The dispute between Qantas subsidiary Network Aviation and the majority of its pilots took an almost farcical turn yesterday when the pilots' union advised Qantas of another 24-hour stoppage, this time on Thursday, February the 22nd. Now, given what happened in the last week, there is nothing to suggest that this one-day stoppage may not turn into a more extended series of one-day strikes. For now, however, action is confirmed only for next Thursday. Whilst the Qantas Pilots Union are already in the middle of a six-day strike, which is due to end today on Monday the 19th of February, the new 24-hour strike is due to start on Thursday, 1 minute past midnight. Obviously, again, any crew travelling with Qantas this week and in all honesty the foreseeable future, please make sure to keep in close contact with the airline and your travel management company for the latest updates with regards to your flight status. Qantas are a mess at the moment. There's strikes happening galore. Like I said, they're in the middle of a six-day strike. The six-day strike started off as a one-day strike, then turned to a three-day strike, and ended up as a six-day strike. And ends today with a new strike happening on Thursday. It's a complete and utter mess with Qantas. So anybody flying for them, make sure you stay in close contact with the airline and with your travel provider.
Yeah, I tend to think that all of these airlines, pretty much every company corporation on the face of the planet, they're so concerned about paying their shareholders or their corporate profits that they forget that they wouldn't have a company if it weren't for those that make that company operate. It's a shame in yachting. If you don't have crew, you don't have an industry. And what do I always say? If you want to avoid a strike...
Hey, people, think you've got it. I know it.
Absolutely ridiculous. Anyways... I did say I wasn't going to get political. And Vueling has some news.
They do, yeah. Spanish budget carrier Vueling is to restart flying from Heathrow in addition to Gatwick Airport. The airline, part of International Airlines Group, which includes BA, is to serve Barcelona and Paris Orly from the West London hub from April the 7th. Vueling last operated out of Heathrow in March 2020 with a route to La Coruña, Spain. And it marks a significant expansion of the airline's footprint beyond its main UK hub at London Gatwick. Barcelona Airport, Vueling's primary hub, will be served with two flights a day in addition to eight daily flights from Gatwick. And the Paris Orly route is new to Heathrow and is being introduced in time for the upcoming Olympic Games in France. Daily flights will be offered by the airline.
And of course, I just want to let everybody out there know that if you have any crew questions, you can always contact Lee. We'll give all of his information below this interview when it airs, because, hey, he's the man and he will air the next crew travel or, of course, answer you right away if it's pertinent information that needs answering now.
Absolutely, indeed. Yep, send it through and we will, like I say, Hippie Sergeant, we'll come straight back to you. Or if you prepare to wait, we can do it on the interview, not a problem at all.
Lee, I want to say thank you ever so much, as per usual. And of course, if you want to keep up to date on what's going on with these strikes and if you're having any issues, please do book through ATPI Travel and Lee Harris, because these things, while they will still affect you, at least they will be rectified very quickly. Thanks, Lee.
No problem. It's all my pleasure.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.